Hi, my name's Nolan.
And I'm Sierra.
And today, we're starting the very first podcast called, you guessed it, The Unnamed Podcast.
Dun dun dun! Suspense music plays.
We actually do need to add that in. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Well, welcome to The Unnamed Podcast. You guessed right. We have no name for this podcast, and until we come up with one, it's going to be called The Unnamed Podcast.
Yay! Congratulations.
If we're being honest, it took us about 15 minutes just to come up with the topic we're going to be talking about today.
Indeed.
And that topic is the Phantom Toll Booth.
My favorite!
You might be asking yourself, what in the heck is the Phantom Toll Booth? Well, I'll let Sierra explain.
The best book in the world.
What is the Phantom Toll Booth, Sierra?
What is The Phantom Toll Booth? It's a children's novel written by Norton Juster that was released in 1961.
Has a movie that came out in the 1970s.
Yeah, 1970s. When there is a movie and it released in 1970.
By the way, we watched that movie not 3 days
I've
ago.
I've seen it 12 times. Don't call me weird.
No, we don't. We do not have an obsession. We may or may not have written a play about it. You never heard of that before. And I think before we go too deep into that concept, I think we need to just introduce ourselves. Like I said, I'm Nolan. I'm not going to tell you where I live, but I'll tell you what state I live in. I live in Alabama. I do not go to public school. Do not call me weird for being a homeschooler.
I'm homeschooled too. Here, let me tell you my address. I live on 123 Sesame Street.
With Elmo, my sister's big bird.
No, but I am also homeschooled. No, I don't. I'd rather you not know where I live. Thank you.
She has lived in an unknown location. Anyway, yeah, I do think we should give a full disclosure that me and Sierra are both Christians. So, full disclosure, we are both Christians. Just putting that out there on the very first one so people know.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, now the awkward stuff is out of the way. On to whatever this is going to become.
You never know.
You don't. You really don't. And we also have a full disclosure. We have never done a podcast. I've listened to one. I don't really know about Sierra, but I've never actually done a podcast. I just
listened
to one.
Neither have I, and I know nothing about podcasts.
So we are fully qualified.
Thanks.
Anyway, like we were saying,
I'm multitasking too. I'm drawing while I'm doing this.
Well, I'm a horrible multitasker. If I'm being honest, the only multitasking I can do is sleeping and breathing.
Are you a Lethargian?
Maybe. P.S. Lethargian, if you do not know what that means, it's basically you're a really lazy person.
And it also derives from, it's from the Phantom Toll Booth, but it derives from this real word in the English language, lethargy, which means exhausted or fatigued.
Oh, by the way, fully recommend the Phantom Toll Booth if you like odd books.
If you like things that are extremely strange, fantasy, definitely nonfiction
books,
then read the Phantom Toll Booth.
I'll give you the outline. I don't think that's copyrighted, is it?
So I don't know about copyright.
I don't either. Anyway, if it is, oh well. It's basically,
I feel like I don't know who's gonna see this anyway.
I don't even know if there's gonna be a person that sees
it. You don't see sounds. Oh my gosh.
Unless you're the Color Symphony.
True.
Anyway, the Phantom Toll Booth is about a boy named Milo who says he has nothing to do, and then all of a sudden, he comes home from school complaining about he has nothing to do. He sees a big red box in his room. It's a toll booth. If you do not know what a toll booth is, look it up.
I'm sure these people will know what a toll booth is.
Well, you know, I didn't know what a toll booth was.
I didn't either. I remember when my dad went through, like, a toll booth for the first time, and it was recently, like, it was, like, last year, and I was like, what is this? We don't have these in Alabama, and then he's like, you don't? I'm like, no!
Well, it's something that
there
you do with cars.
First, I figured out what a toll booth was.
Well, basically, he comes home to a toll booth in his house, and all of a sudden, he has a car that pops out of nowhere, and he drives into the toll booth, and where he goes on to this amazing adventure finding a rhyme and reason. And by the way, you would
a rhyme and reason are princesses who've been captured by, or not captured, but like they've been imprisoned because their brothers who are reigning over the land of the toll booth place. banish them to the like just somewhere, and Milo saves them to restore the kingdom back to its regular stuff, if that makes any sense.
I'm sure it does to some people. Those people who understand us.
I'm trying to tell it to someone who doesn't know what the Phantom Toll Booth is.
Well, I think you did it very well. Very good. Very well. I told you I'm homeschooled. I don't know grammar.
Oops.
What do you say? Is it very well or very good?
I would probably use a very good description is what that would make the most sense right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know anything. Help me. Awkward silence.
Oops.
Oopsies.
I'm good at those.
I am too, seriously. One time I was at, I was somewhere and descriptive. I was somewhere doing something while doing something else. I was somewhere. I'm not going to say where I was for anything that might happen. I was somewhere and this guy asked my group a question and he said, "I'm fully okay with awkward silence," and we just sat there for 5 minutes in an awkward silence.
Wow.
Because he said that he was okay with an awkward silence.
I'm very, very good at awkward silences. Like, it's unreal.
It's a talent. It's a talent. Well, I would say that's it, but we were only 7 minutes in, and that's enough. So,
I don't know really how long podcasts are supposed to be.
I mean, they range from anywhere.
I've seen 10-minute podcasts, so I guess we can be freestyle on this one.
I guess, I mean, if we make it there, we could do 30 minutes. If we don't, we could do 25 minutes. I've seen both.
Oh, goodness, that's a lot. But okay.
Well, if we talk, maybe the time will go by. Tick, talk.
Excuse me.
Oh, by the way, there's a character in the Phantom Tollbooth called Talk, who is a watchdog.
That's me! Oh, no. I dropped something. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
It deserves to be on the floor anyway.
Oh, why? What is it?
It's a box for a charger. That's all.
Oh, by the way, you may or be able to tell, but me and Sierra are actually not face-to-face or side-by-side.
No, we're on a phone call, if you can understand the crappy quality. I don't know if I sound gritty or anything through this phone.
That's probably why you can tell the difference between my voice and...
my voice.
Yeah, because she's on my iPad right now. Not literally, but figuratively.
Figuratively.
Nope, some days you just say words and then all of a sudden it sounds completely strange. Like you said it before, but one day when you say
it. But it doesn't seem like a word anymore?
Yes.
I do that all the time.
I did that with Morgan one time. I was just saying Morgan over and over and then finally it just sounded weird.
My middle name?
Well, at that time, I didn't know it was your middle name, but now I know you. Yes, it was your middle name. But anyway, off the top of my head, I have just recently found out I am actually very good at tongue twisters. Very odd and off the top of my head, but for the longest time, I couldn't do the woodchuck tongue twister. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? Yeah, that one. I couldn't do that one for the longest time, and then all of a sudden I could do it.
Learning that one in kindergarten. My kindergarten teacher taught me it. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Well, when I was younger, my grandmother taught me Peter Piper. Peter Piper picked a pickle, pickle peppers. So Peter Piper picked a pickle, pickle peppers. Where's the pickle, pickle peppers that Peter Piper picked?
I would die if I tried it.
And then, Sally sold seashells by the seashore. I feel like that's the easiest one.
Sally sold seashells by the seashore? Yeah, that's easy.
Well, for some people, I mean...
at least for some people, you know. Some people are like, oh my gosh, how do you do that?
I feel like those are the only three tongue twisters I know, but I'm sure there's more. I really hope they're picking up my voice, because I'm looking at the monitor for how loud my voice is, and every time I talk.
I think it's picking it up. I mean, if it could pick up mine, then I'm sure it'll pick up yours.
True. Oh, by the way, we're also using, yes, very high quality, the same microphone.
We're very professional.
Yes.
When I edit my videos, I use this free thing called, this free video editor called Shotcut. It's free.
Free is my life. But, you know, I noticed that there's barely anything free nowadays.
Yeah, I hate it. It's just like, why do I have to pay money for this?
I'm like, you know, back in the 60s, you could go up to, a place and just buy five sodas for 25 cents. I'm like, take me back to the olden days.
Yeah, please.
I mean, like, it's just crazy how much things cost now. You can barely get a phone for, you know... Now phones
cost... They're like $600, $700, $800
Even
now.
Flip phones.
My new computer was $1,100.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I have an iPad, but my mom and dad got that one for free because they did this thing where they went into a warehouse and did something or other.
Okay.
Anyway. I had another one before that, but it broke. But they bought it with their own money, and then they got... my one I have right now, free. And this other one, my old one I have, I can't get into it because I tried to get into it with my passcode, but I couldn't remember my passcode. So I did it so many times. Now every time I look on it, it says, please sign into iTunes, but it won't let me into my iPad. So I can't sign into iTunes.
I do have an iPad, but it's stuck on iOS 8 and it's really glitchy and stupid.
Well, that's lovely.
Because it was my brother's old iPad, because my other one, broke. So he gave it to me, and it barely works. So luckily, I have this computer tablet thing. I think it's really considered a tablet, but it comes with a keyboard.
Well, and I'm not going to get a phone until I'm 15, which, surprisingly, a lot of people are surprised by. I did not realize that.
My mom wasn't going to get me a phone until 15, until my stepmom gave me her old one.
Well, you know, I told my friends at this place I went, again, very descriptive. I'm not going to give it too much. Another full disclosure, we are not going to be that descriptive because we don't know how much information we can give away and we don't want to give that much information away. So, anyway, I was at this place once again and I told a friend of mine that I'm not going to get a phone until I'm 15, and he looked at me and his jaw dropped. I'm not being dramatic either. I said, yeah, I'm not getting a phone until I'm 15. And he looked over me like I just killed someone. He's like,
like I just killed someone? Wow, that's quite a description.
Well, that's exaggerated, but anyway.
I think we know what you mean.
Yeah, if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. If you don't, well, you don't know what I mean.
Welcome to the life of a homeschooler.
Yeah, we don't know how to spell grammar. Or pronounce it. Is it Graham?
Well,
not
all of us.
By the way, for those who are making fun of homeschoolers right now and your brain saying they're seriously stupid and don't know anything, we know things.
Yeah, we do. We do certainly know things.
We know more things than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We defy the stereotype. I hate the stereotype.
I know, stereotypes.
It's just like, why would you do that to somebody?
And people think that homeschoolers have absolutely no friends other than their own siblings.
Yeah, and like their mom.
I mean, like...
Mommy!
By the way, it's a special occasion when you get to go outside. No, I go outside every single day to water my garden.
Ooh, that's fun.
I know, really. Well, actually, it gets tiring after a while. I want to get a sprinkler. But I did have a sunflower bloom. It's really pretty.
Nice.
I know. But seriously, we do not just wear jeans and khakis every single day and never go outside. We
jeans
have friends.
Jeans and khakis every day, we never go outside. What? I don't even.
But I do have to say.
I
do, but I don't wear them that often. And by the way, I will say the stereotype of homeschoolers to doing their school in pajamas, that is true.
That's true.
That's true. And I'm not going to say anything about it because I love that.
I like to do that as well.
But we don't just sit around. We don't do all those stereotypes. Oh, by the way, there's this YouTube channel. Shout out to these people. Blimey Cow. They have, these 7 lies of homeschoolers. Go watch it. You'll see what all the lies are really about. They're all lies. I mean, some of them are true. Awkward silence.
Okay.
Anyway, well, that's homeschooler life for you.
Yep. In the life of a homeschooler, yeah.
But you know, I've never actually been to public school.
I actually have. I was public schooled from preschool to first grade, and then I went to private school in second and third grade, and then fourth grade I was homeschooled.
I've never been to, I've been to a public school, but not for school. Like, I've just been there to pick up some of my friends.
Interesting.
Well, I've kind of wanted to see what it's like, but I don't really.
You don't?
I don't. Well, that's lovely.
It gets annoying. Especially nowadays, it's not the best. Like,
I know. I'm scared of going now because of the shootings I've heard about. That's so sad.
I know. That's just unfortunate. People can be really, really stupid.
Yes. Very much so. My mom and me have the saying called, this is doesn't really go.
Oh, hang on a second.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
And I'll talk in this very low, or I don't know, this might be high pitched for some of you, but I will be talking in this tone for now on until Sierra gets back. I don't know when she will be getting back, but I know she'll be getting back soon. And
sorry about that.
She's back.
I'm back.
She's back. Yes. Now,
very much so.
In a fun twist of events, I will be right back again.
Well, all right. So I guess it's you and me, microphone, or you and I, which would be proper grammar. Well, microphone, what do you like to do during the day? Oh, that's just lovely. Wow. Really? That's so cool. Well, it was nice talking to you, microphone. That's really cool, Val. That's your hobby. You have a cat? So do I, microphone. That's cool. Well, okay then. I guess I'll just fade slowly into an awkward silence now.
I'm back.
Oh, perfect.
Was that good timing?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well,
I was talking to the microphone and seeing what it did.
What does it do?
It likes to do a lot of things, like hobbies, and also it has a cat.
Oh, really? I have a dog.
Cool.
His name is Jack, named after C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath. I just ran up my stairs.
When I do that, I'm always out of breath, too. Don't worry.
I had to go grab my iPad charger. I'm seriously out of breath. I'm really out of shape.
I'm kind of out of shape, too, so.
Okay. I'm trying to configure this where you can still be in the microphone, but I can also plug my iPad up. Okay. I'm going to have to move over there, but. Okay. Well, very first podcast, you're going to have some bumps and bruises.
Oh, well.
Okay, and I did it. It's in.
Yippee!
I'm in.
Congratulations!
Why, thank you. I made my charger in to my iPad.
Yay!
Hey, look. Guess what? How long we've been doing this for?
How long?
Almost 19 minutes.
Yeah!
Only
fabulous.
However long we're going to go for long. I'm seriously out of breath. Oh, gosh. I wonder if that's gonna... I just came up with an idea, and I'm so proud of myself for thinking of this.
Tell me.
Well, I think I can plug my charger cord in to my... into the... Nope, that's not gonna work.
Rip.
I'll just have to figure out how to...
Sit like this
and still be recording.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, I just came up with another book recommendation.
Okay.
C.S. Lewis, The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, I love that book.
Amazing book. highly recommend it.
I read that almost 2 years ago.
I just read it.
Very good book.
It is. It's very interesting. Once again, it's kind of like the Phantom Tollbooth. You really
crazy book, crazy fantasy book.
Yes. I'll let you find out what it's about by reading it. I'm not going to give you the description. Intriguing.
Dun dun
dun dun. Insert scary music now.
Dang it! I should be by a piano or something and just play something scary. But I'm not. It's all the way over there by my cat.
We actually do need to come up with something, though. We need to come up with an intro music.
Oh, I can do that. I would love to do that.
Okay, Sierra, you volunteered. What's your name, little girl?
What?
What? Sorry, I was at the carnival. Well, I was just thinking, you know, like how magicians say, I need a volunteer, and they always choose this little girl, and they say, what's your name, little girl? And you volunteered.
Yeah, but I'm not a little girl.
You're actually older than me, so.
Yes, I am. That's the point.
So, what's your name, older girl?
That's
not. That doesn't make
older
sense.
Older girl? That's not any better.
No, no.
That makes me feel super old.
Speaking.
I'm not an old lady. Respect your elders, kids.
Yes, respect your elders. They will help you one day. They've helped me many, many days. Well, that's a funny term, though. Elders. When you say elders, do you mean like grandparent elder or just anyone older than you?
No idea. No idea.
Same thing with several. How many is that? Seven? I mean, these are questions you get asked. What? Sorry.
Is it 5,265?
No, that's too many for me.
4,965,689.
Maybe a little less.
Less? Oh, whatever. It could be more. 999 decillion, 999 nonillion, 999 octillion, 999 septillion, 999 sextillion, 999 quintillion, 999 quadrillion, 999 trillion, 999 billion, 999 billion, 999,999 and 9/10.
Is that the largest number you know?
Yes, it is.
The largest number I know is infinity.
Well, really, that itself isn't a number.
Well, it's a word, isn't it?
Yes. 6 million, that's not a...
Here's a question for you to think about. If you drop soap on the floor, is the soap dirty or is the floor clean?
Don't do this to me.
No, this will make us go on longer because we're already...
dirty because it's made of cleaning stuff.
Well, it depends. Is the floor clean? I think the soap would be dirty. Unless the
How does soap get dirty?
Well, how does it get this clean if it's dirty?
That's the entire point. That's my point. If it's dirty, it can't get us clean. Because it's made of cleaning material. Cleaning.
Well, what if it's like liquid soap?
Well, that's a liquid. You really can't get liquid dirty unless unless you dump something that's dirt into it. Of course,
it's the
get
same
dirty
thing with about towels.
It's dirty.
When you dry off, is the towel wet or are you dry?
What?
Wait. Never mind. Sorry. I got that one mixed up. I heard this one about towels. There's something like when you dry off, is the towel clean? Oh, that's it. When you dry off, is the towel clean or dirty?
It's clean because you're clean when you get out of the shower.
But what about...
That's easy.
What about the dead skin cells that come off with you?
Skin cells... whatever. Who cares?
Skin cells smell. You don't
smells. Even see it.
True. Then why do we throw towels in the laundry?
I don't know. Probably because it's soaking wet.
True.
And if you don't wash it, it's going to get moldy.
Oh, that's gross. I don't like mold.
Neither do I. And
I don't think anyone
when
does.
When I wanted to get some lunch, well, it was my second lunch because my first lunch wasn't heavy enough.
Same.
I found some cheese, so I was like, okay, I'm going to use this cheese to put on my sandwich. And guess what? It had mold in it, so I didn't use it.
Moldy sandwiches?
No, cheese.
Oh, I was about to say moldy sandwiches. One time I did this science experience. I can't talk. Words are hard. One time I did the science experiment where it was supposed to leave it orange, like a completely dark spot for about a month. And when I take it out, it's supposed to be like a bouncy ball. Don't get your hopes up, kids. It failed.
I remember this one time. I was really little. I think I was like 5 or 6. We got this really cheap kit at Walmart to make fortune cookies, and they didn't work out either.
I mean, like, don't trust any, like, crap at Walmart. Do not get your hopes up.
Well, some things are really good at Walmart. Their ice cream's really good.
I've learned that you have to put your hopes down before when you're going to do something excited. Do not put your hopes up, or else you're going to get devastated if it doesn't work out. I've always told myself, do not get your hopes up, because if it doesn't work out, you're going to be really sad, and it's going to ruin your whole week.
Well, I don't even know what I do. I'm just like, okay, let's do it. Bring it on. I mean, I don't really have, like, high hopes for, like, anything, but I mean, I do still have my hopes up for some stuff, and if it doesn't work out, I don't get disappointed.
That's the problem I have.
Take it off like, oh, well, I mean, it didn't work out, didn't work out. There's something better out there.
Yeah, I need to learn how to do that.
It's hard. Yeah. It really is.
Because I tend to get my hopes up before I realize what's going to happen. If it doesn't work, I don't see both possibilities. I just see one possibility of it working, and if it doesn't work, I get devastated. So I try not to get my hopes up.
Well, you shouldn't do that. You should still have your hopes up.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. You need to learn. I mean,
just,
like,
don't get disappointed when it doesn't work.
Also, I, for some reason, this came to my mind. I am very, sporadic. I think that's the word. Is that the right word?
That's one of the very few words I don't know what it means. And I know a lot of words.
Hold on, I have Alexa at my house.
Sporadic.
Alexa.
At irregular intervals, or only in a few places, scattered or isolated.
Oh, that's the word I was looking for. Yes, I'm very sporadic. And I heard someone say, if you had the world's attention for, like, 1 second, what would you say? And I would say, search what Jesus is. Look for Jesus.
Search for what Jesus is, yeah.
Yeah. That's all you have to say. And Sierra, I have very exciting news. We only have, like, 5 minutes left.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we're already at 27 minutes, and if you want to stop at 30 minutes, but if we continue going, that'd be amazing, but if we just wanted to hit
just whatever you think, I mean, I honestly don't mind. This is fun.
I mean, yeah, that's why I wanted to start a podcast, because all you have to do is talk, and me and you are very well at talking.
Yeah, we were on the phone for, like, what, 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah. One time? I think it was 5, even.
Probably.
Because one time, if you don't know, me and Sierra talk regularly, not just on podcast.
This is the only time we've ever talked on a podcast.
We never talked. I mean,
this is the first time we've ever talked. Who are you?
I don't know you, so after this, I'm hanging up.
My mommy said I shouldn't be doing this because I don't know you because you're from the internet.
Yeah, another thing is, don't trust people all... You can trust people on the internet, but make sure you do a thorough background check before you, like, give them information.
I don't even talk to people on the internet. I seclude myself from the internet. The only internet I have is, like, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, and that's, like, it.
I don't have any.
In the life of homeschooler.
When you were homeschooled and you have no friends, you can only talk to your imaginary friends.
Hi, Billy. You're my imaginary friend. Hi,
Sally the Unicorn. Do you want to go riding in the ocean today?
Yes, I do.
Great. Let's go.
Can Billy come?
No.
Aw, I'm sorry, Billy. You're left out and lonely. You're a fool. Now die, Billy. I'm
Die, Billy. Have a good life. Ding.
Yeet.
Yeet. Once again, I must warn you, I'm very sporadic. Like Sierra said, she defined it going all over the place, mostly. I have this very interesting thing about me. I don't like donuts/pizza. Now, all those haters out there are going to say, you're crazy, you're not American.
You know what?
I don't like donuts or pizza.
You know what? I'm not really the biggest fan of pizza either. I mean, I'll eat it, but I can't have it, like, more than twice in the same week.
Same. I barely, I mean, if I'm forced to eat it, I'll eat it if I'm that hungry. Same thing with donuts, but, like.
But I love donuts. That's something I absolutely love. They're the love of my life.
I hate them. I don't know what it is. I mean, there's types of donuts I'll eat. It's just, like,
I love donuts.
I have Krispy Kremes right in front of me. That's when I thought of it. I don't like Krispy Kreme. I mean, like, is Krispy Kreme...
Have you tried Dunkin' Donuts? Wait, you don't like Krispy Kreme?
No.
Like the hot glazed donuts?
No.
Why?
I don't like them. I mean, I like the I like Dunkin' Donuts chocolate covered.
Oh, the chocolate frosted? Yeah, that's what I used to get when I was younger, but I usually get jelly-filled donuts or glazed.
Big announcement. We just hit 30 minutes.
Yeah!
We made it! We're not going to end it right now.
No, it's actually Saturday.
Saturday, when the day you
what
have
a dank
nothing to
May,
do.
May.
You know, I'm also not very tech savvy.
No, I mean, I'm kind of tech savvy because my dad is very tech savvy, so he teaches me a lot of, like, technical things.
I set up this podcast to record it, and it took me forever to just find out how to record this.
So it's that's all right.
I hope I'm recording. It would be so sad if I wasn't recording.
Can you
right
tell
now.
If you're recording or not?
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm recording, but it would be sad if I wasn't.
Well, you are, because you can see it, so.
Yeah, like, right now I'm talking very loudly because I see the circle around this thing that says stop and play. And if I talk very low, it doesn't. Yeah, it just got bigger, and then it gets lower and lower as you talk.
I know, because
lightly.
I just screeched like a crow.
Also, I am terrified of birds. I have a very interesting personality.
I'm kidding. Is that a bald eagle? I gotta let it unleash my inner America.
America. Make America great again.
America.
America. You heard that Kanye West is gonna run for president next time around?
Kanye?
I think it's Kanye or someone like that, like a celebrity.
Or is it Oprah? I think Oprah's trying to.
I think Kanye is too. Oprah?
What?
I mean, like, Oprah, she's known for, isn't she known for, like, dramatically crying on the internet?
I think you're thinking of Kim Kardashian.
Most likely.
I don't know much about them. I only know their
Same.
Names. I've seen memes about them, so.
I mean, I don't know much about the internet.
At least it's about Kim Kardashian crying.
I have no, like...
Because I know Oprah does a lot of voice actors. Like, not voice actors. Like, she is a voice actor.
She is? I thought she had her own television show.
She does. That, too. Her own entire, like, TV channel.
Wow.
Oprah Winfrey Network.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything on there, but I know it exists.
I only watch YouTube, Netflix, and Hulu.
We have Netflix. I barely watch YouTube. I just... draw.
I wish
Play
I could
with my
draw.
Cat and make remixes of not songs that are going to be used during a play.
Yeah, when I mentioned we may or may not have written a play about the Phantom Tollbooth, emphasis on we may have. We most likely have. We definitely have. We have written a play.
Oops. Yes, we have. And I've written songs for it. Prepare for the best. Follow at the Phantom Tollbooth play all together. No underscores or any of that jazz. Just the Phantom Tollbooth play.
On Instagram.
Follow it on Instagram. That's because that's the only other social media I have.
Then
so.
Again, that is assuming other people than our family is listening, which is very... I don't know.
What?
I wonder if people other than our family and friends are going to be listening to this. That'd be amazing.
You never know.
If there is someone who do not know us, hello. I hope you continue listening.
Greetings.
Greetings from the Earth, Mars.
No, greetings from the land of wisdom.
Greetings from the land of wisdom.
Awkward silence. Is playing, but I don't own a kazoo, so I can't do that.
I have an off-key piano. Does that work?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, not what I expected, but perfect.
Well, the piano's in the other room. I would have to get up and take this somewhere. That wouldn't work. I do have a keyboard, though.
Well, I could
though.
Just badly probably out tune my ukulele and just strum it.
Oh my goodness, that sounds like a horrible record.
Hang on. Does that work?
That's lovely music for your ears. Put that on repeat.
It is.
Repeat.
But luckily I can tune it back.
I have no musical talent. I'm learning how to play the piano, though.
I have five stringed instruments.
If you just heard a big kerfuffle sound, that was me dropping the microphone.
RIP.
R.I.P. Nolan Mann, 2005 through 2018. Oh, but I just put out a lot of information. No, that's not that many information. Never mind.
Yes, and I can tune by ear now.
You can? My mom still has to use, a app.
Occasionally, I'll have to use a tuner, depending on how bad it is. But, I at least get the gist of what it is.
Do-do-do-do.
Wait, let's see.
Oh, this is... Once again, I'm very sporadic. I am not ashamed to say this, and all those people out there who think boys are just supposed to like sports, you are not going to like this either, but I watched Princess Diaries 2 last night,
and not really. I've never seen them.
I love it. I mean, I'm not ashamed to say it. I love it. It's really good. I mean, if I'm being honest, I am a romantic at heart, and yeah.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. You kind of cut off when you said that. You're a what at heart?
I like romantic movies at heart. Does that sound okay?
That's kind of where we're different. I don't really enjoy that stuff. And my stepmom does. So I'm just
I mean, I don't.
I'm not trying
only...
to put hate on anyone who likes romance movies or anything romance movie like that you like. I don't care what you like. That's fine. I just don't typically enjoy it.
Yeah, it's your opinion.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't only like romantics.
Fantasy and documentaries.
Oh, I love documentaries. Those are my favorite.
I like documentaries, especially on ancient Israel or something. Or
I like it on African American and stuff history, especially American history. Cool. You should watch this thing on Netflix.
I like museums, art museums, mm-hmm. history museums, all that good stuff.
You should watch this thing on Netflix. It's not a documentary, but it gives you a lot of history. It's on Netflix. It's called SOEs, or Churchill's New Secret Agents, New Recruits, or Churchill's Secret Agents, New Recruits, on Netflix. It's really good. I mean, you can't watch anything nowadays without a cuss word in it, and they don't, cuss, regularly, but you hear it every now and then.
Yeah, because that just gets annoying. It's just
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only shows you can watch without that kind of stuff in it nowadays is little kids shows.
Right.
And if it's not in R teenagers shows, they imply something different. It's just seriously. I'd rather you
innuendos, and plus they have innuendos in kids shows now. It's just why?
I'm there's no need for it. We already have adult TV shows, which I shudder to mention. It's just seriously? But I did go see Christopher Robin yesterday, the new movie.
Is it good? I saw
I love it
at the gallery.
It's so good. It's so funny.
Was it?
I highly recommend it. It's so funny. It came out yesterday. I went to see it.
Did it? Okay, I wasn't sure. I was just I was at the gallery a couple days ago. I was just oh, okay, cool.
But it's really good. My favorite character is Eeyore. I mean.
Oh, really?
He's so cute. I have a stuffed animal of him, and yes, I also have stuffed animals. Do not judge me.
I have a couple because my little sister has taken most of them, so. The ones I have left are the ones that she hasn't taken, so.
The ones I have left. I have a lot. I mean, I'm not like a typical boy you'd meet that loves football and sports. I have an obsession with blankets. I have like 5 bucketfuls of stuffed animals, and I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Yeah, I have favorite blankets too.
Yeah. Well, I think that concludes it for us. We just hit 40 minutes.
Fantabulous.
So, well, that was our first podcast, Sierra.
Yay!
That concludes it for us on the Unnamed Podcast until we come up with a name. So, we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Oops, I accidentally hit my phone.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.